Let's discuss about travel and tourism segment in hospitality industry. Introduction to the travel and tourism segment. Travel and tourism segment is the fastest growing industry in the hospitality segment because there are lots of tourism can happen in the segment. There are lots of travels come to the segment. So this segment is the fast growing and it is giving great revenue to the countries. Tourism today, it is a smokeless industry, and the same time it is the largest net retainers of forex earnings because it gives you most of the foreign currency exchange. That is the reason this industry is a fast growing industry. It promotes goodwill and national integrities. What exactly will happen is whenever the tourism expands, whenever the tourists come to your country, so goodwill increases, that goodwill also increases. It protects our national heritage, it protects our national heritage. What exactly will happen is whenever the tourism happening, so the heritage can be taken care and the government support to protect the heritage. It offers employment for every rupees invested. What exactly will happen in hospitality industry, the tourism industry which we are discussing, the employment also increases whenever tourism increases. It is solid supporter for rural economy and local art and handicrafts. What exactly will happen is whenever handmade things are there in villages, in tourism increases, it gives you more revenue to that people. Scope of tourism products which we have discussed, what about the products, tourism products are there. For example, handcraft products are there. Whenever tourist comes, they purchase the products. This is the way the tourism will support the tourism products. That is the reason this industry is fast growing. The characteristics of the tourism products, intangible nature. What exactly will happen is whatever the product we are giving, if it is a tangible, everywhere you will get. There should be emotional connect has to be there, like intangible connect. And spareability of production and consumption, differentiation, perishability, complementary, immobility of the ownership. What exactly will happen is whenever you are giving the tourism products, there should be speciality of the products, then only the products can be moved. Otherwise, what exactly will happen is that product is available everywhere, so the products may not move. These are the special characteristics of the tourism products. Application of PLC, analyzing a tourism products. Number of stages of tourism PLC. What exactly? Stage 1 is product development. The product development is very important. The stage 1 is the product development. The second stage is discovery. What exactly the product you want to implement it? For example, you are making one product out of clay. What exactly the product discovery can happen? The same time, the stage 2 is the 3 is the launch. Launching the product. And the stage 3 is the stagnation and the stage 4 is the decline. This is the process of the tourism products. And the travel and tourism generators. What exactly the travel and tourism generator? How exactly the individual factors are? These are the individual factors. These are the industry factors. Individual factors, discretionary income, discretionary time, and mobility, desire and drive. Suppose, for example, the one person has the good income and he doesn't have the time. So what exactly will happen? He is able to travel and tourism because he has the time, he doesn't have the time. He has the money, he doesn't have the time. So he may not travel. These are the facts. If he has the time and if he has the good income, then he can move towards the tourism. At the same time, he has to have the desire for the tourism also. If he doesn't have the to desire the visit places, he may not come also. The same time, industry factors. If You have the attractions and accessibility and accommodation, awareness and assistance and atmosphere, then people will come for the tourism. For example, if you don't have any attractions, why people will come to you to see the places and all? For that, you need to make a proper attractions and at the same time accessibility. For example, you say you have the great attractions and you don't have accessibility towards there. Accessibility means maybe flights, maybe four-wheelers, maybe train, two-wheelers. These are the accessibility. Roads should be proper, transportation should be proper. Then only people will come to you. And the same time, if people doesn't know, awareness is not created, the tourism will not increase it. The same time, assistance has to be there and proper atmosphere has to be there. Destination management. What exactly the destination management is? Business support, informative services, marketing, product development, visitor experience and workforce development. Whatever the destination is there, these are the factors that are involved. That business has to be supported and at the same time workforce development has to be there. These are the factors which include in tourism management as well. Types of tourism. We are discussing about the tourism, but what exactly the types of the tourism? Only recreation is the tourism? There are a few other factors also there. One is ecotourism, study tourism and religious tourism. What exactly the study tourism is? Studying purpose, people may travel and at the same time religious tourism like temples in India, there are so many temples are there where most of the tourism can happen. For example, if you see Shirdi, if you see the Tirupati, there are so many people travel towards the religious and people stay there and take the accommodation, have the food and beverages and visit the god and come back there. This is known as the religious tourism. The same time, health tourism. What exactly the health tourism is? There are few places. For example, you say there is one famous yoga center is there, then famous meditation center is there, one naturopathy center is there. People may travel there and obviously if they are traveling, they stay there and they use the services. They come back. This is also one kind of tourism. And the sports tourism. And what exactly the sports tourism? For example, the cricket match is happening in Mumbai. Most of the people come to the Mumbai to see the cricket. At the same time, they stay in hotels and they consume the food and beverages. These are the varieties of the tourism. The key elements of integrated model of tourism with hospitality. What is the link between hospitality and the tourism? The market size, growth and investment and the government initiative and the roadhead. This is very important aspect. If the investments are happening, growth is happening and government is not initiated towards the tourism, the tourism may not be getting improvement because the government has to take initiative to do the proper marketing, to give the proper security to the tourist as well. At the same time, the basic travel motivators, what exactly the motivate to the basic travels and all? One is a physical motivator and interpersonal motivator, cultural motivator, status and a prestigious motivator. These are the motivators are involved in a tourism industry because of that motivators only people come and further again and again they come and visit the places. If they don't get the proper motivation, they may not come back. Internal factors, individual factors, eco-knowledge capacity, spare time and sex and age and physical condition and the psychological factor. This is also involved in a tourism industry. For example, if the family is there, he has two kids, obviously he will go in a natural related the tourism. So these are the factors for the internal factors in a tourism. Now, what exactly the external factors in a tourism industry is overall development of the tourism industry and the group, family and the social atmosphere which we have discussed. For example, the family person with the wife and with the kids, he will go for the proper tourism places. So that is the reason whenever external factors comes, overall development of the tourism industry also we need to see. Individually, the tourism industry has to develop like business class tourism, like family tourism, like religious tourism, like naturopathy tourism. This is the variety of the tourism need to develop. develop to cater individual people requirement. Now, travel motivators typologies, relaxation and health, what exactly motivates the people to take the tourism and all? Once, for example, if you see the Kerala, people go for the massage therapies, relaxation. This kind of the tourism gives, the tourism involves with the relaxation. For the mode of the relaxation, people travel to Kerala and to take the relaxation. With the relaxation factor, the tourism is increasing, where the accommodation increases and the food and beverages consumption also increases. The same time, exploration, risk taking, spirit and appreciation of the beauty, social interaction, religious faith also gives you more factor for the tourism, which we have discussed. Overall view of hospitality and travel tourism issues. What exactly will happen is there are few issues are involved in travel and tourism issues. For example, the security is the main concern for the travel and tourism industry. This is the main factor which government need to take care. For example, if anybody travel to unknown place, if security is not a proper place, if government is not taking care of the security, the people afraid to visit the places. So this is the main factor comes in overall hospitality and travel issues. There are further issues also there which you described over here. Now, service providers and partners of the travel and the tourism. Exactly who are the people service providers? Like travel insurance, foreign exchange and airport parking, car rental and luggage. These are the ticketing air and sea road rail and theater and event tickets, like tour guiding, equipment hire and tour packaging. These are the people will help you to tourist. For example, if the tourist wants to move to another place, he has to take the proper insurance and he has to take the tickets and he has to see where exactly he has to travel, which places he wants to see. For that, he takes the tour packaging help also. What exactly the tour packaging is? For example, if you are visiting a city, you don't know that places and all, where you need to stay, what places you want to see, the travel agent will give you proper package. He will get the accommodation in 3 days. You are able to see these are the places safely, we will take you and safely we will get back you. These are the packages help to grow the tourism industry. Now, various impacts on travel and the tourism industry. What are the impacts? One is social impacts, culture impacts, economical impacts and environment impacts also. It gives you main view for the travel industry. How exactly the social impacts and culture impacts? For example, the social impact is more or there and business is increasing there. The business class travel and tourism can impact that area. Now, challenges faced by the travel and tourism industry in India, especially we are talking in India, what are the challenges we are facing? Let's see, lack of proper infrastructure and superstructure, which is common in India. Infrastructure, we don't have proper roadways, we don't have proper railways, we don't have, there are most of the places we don't have airports also. This is also impacts our tourism industry. And access to connectivity, which we have spoken now, if one of the best tourism spot you have and we don't have accessibility to there, so the tourist may not reach over there. And the same time, human resources availability, this is very important. Human resources availability has to be there, which safety and security also involved in that. And dipping service levels, which we are discussing now, whatever the services we are expecting, if you are unable to get the services, the people may not come to you. So dipping services standards, so you need to see what exactly the service standards are following in India. Now, lack of adequate and marketing and promotion, this is very important factor which I have spoken with you. Now, for example, you have a great place to see, now you need to market the place also. Market the place also. If you are unable to market the place, people might not be aware of that, and the same time people might not come to you. And the same time, taxation structure, there is a taxation structure also involves. Whenever you are going for the tourism, there is a taxes involved in each and every aspect. Whenever you are buying insurance, there is a tax. Whenever traveling, there is a tax. There is food and beverages tax. And whenever you are going for the accommodation, the taxes are there. It is also impacting the tourism industry. And the same time, security issues, this is very important issue in India. Whenever foreigners come, they are afraid of the security, proper security. They might get cheated, and there are so many threats are happening, which is impacting tourism industry in India. What are the opportunities? Eco industry, cruise tourism, and medical tourism and MICE tourism, these are the tourism is opportunities. For example, what is ecotourism? For example, I say this is the place, this is ecotourism. You come over here and this is everything is natural over here, and this industry may boom. So ecotourism is the opportunity, and the same time cruise tourism, you travel on sea, you travel on a river where the boats will be there, the recreation can happen. This is also can give you major impact for the tourism. And the medical tourism, which we have spoken, the meditation centers, the yoga center, the place is like therapies are there, naturopathy is there. That place is famous for the yoga, meditation, naturopathy, whatever the medical tourism, people may travel there and they can take care of their health as well. Thank you.